One Sunday I did wobble on a hike to see Pine Cobble, though the night before had rendered me half dead. The trail was fit for running, and the overlook was stunning, but I could not comprehend the map I read. And then, as I remember, came a bearded sage with tenure, so I asked him if he knew the path ahead. He paused as if delighting in a theorem he'd be citing, and when he finally spoke, here's what he said.
Marry an eath, marry an eath. Your heart will heave with joie de vivre if you heed this motif. At your work and in your hood, although your cohorts may be good, they'll have marry an eath. So marry an eath.
Well, no one likes a teaser, so I fled the ancient geezer and went home as fast as safety would allow. This council had no purchase in my grand heroic searches for a partner worthy of a wedding vow. In lands across the Neskek, every prospect was a setback, each one raising not my spirits, but my brow. And then, escaping deftly from the children of Lord Geoffrey, I met a very special purple cow.
Marry an eath, marry an eath. Your heart will heave with joie de vivre if you heed this motif. At your work and in your hood, although your cohorts may be good, they'll have marry an eath. So marry an eath.
Excellent.